Die groot trek saam Dopie en Nina. Wees daar tussen 3 en 6.
En is weer tyd vir 'n dag in die lewe van. En is waar ons kyk na verskillende beroepe. Dalk is dit iets wat jy nodig het in jou lewe, dalk is dit iets wat jy wil word, want dit is interessant. En vandag gesels ons met Lisa Morisane, sy is van Legends Artist Management en sy het die maatskappy al vir oor die 20 jaar.
Ja, hierdie jaar is hulle 20 jaar herdenking.
En van die land se grootste bekendes van televisiesterre tot omroepers en alles word gemanaged deur Lisa se maatskappy en Nini, ons gunsteling Nini is ook daar en Lisa is ook haar agent. Lisa, thank you for your time this afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. Thank you for having me on your show.
Fantastic. So you need to tell us, firstly, what is it exactly that you do as an artist manager?
Okay, so my day-to-day life of being an acting agent is we manage professional actors and actresses, voice artists, as well as MCs. So what happens is we recruit talent. Once we have signed the actor onto our books, we send them for auditions, which we get from production houses or casting directors. And we try and make sure when we receive a brief, we try and match the artist to the brief. We send them to the casting. Once they get that opportunity and they're confirmed, we then negotiate the contract.
So I think the biggest question I have, because Nina will get into the little bit more formal stuff, but I've looked at these management companies and artist management companies, and we're busy doing a recruitment now in Los Angeles for something that I'm going to photograph in Feb. But there's all kinds of people on these books. I mean, it's not just, you know, sexy people. You know, you get the normal looking people as well.
Is there jobs
for different kinds of people, or do you need to look at least half presentable?
No, there's jobs for everybody. Just as long as you fit your own character and you're proud of who you are and you stand tall, you'll always stand out of the crowd. So you must really, like, there's big people, there's short people, there's tall people. It's just according to what the brief is asking for. And what I love about the times we're living in now is that versatility is everything. I mean, gone are the days of, if you remember the days of Egoli, everyone was absolutely beautiful. They looked like everybody on The Bold and the Beautiful, you know? Whereas now you get such vast, different kind of characters. And it's so wonderful because I think it's important for viewers to know that they need to find someone that they resonate with. And it's allowed people to really be proud of who they are, because we are all very different. If somebody's born with freckles and if somebody's born a little bit podgier than somebody else, they must be proud of who they are and not be insecure. So I really welcome the fact that there's such diversity in our industry, and we have started to celebrate people who are not what yesteryear used to box and say a Ken and Barbie kind of look, you know? So I think we have such a wonderful industry, and it welcomes all different types of people from all different types of life.
Yeah, I think that is so true, Lisa. But let's quickly go a little bit back to the beginning, because when I was at school, for instance, and I had to choose a career, being an agent didn't even come to mind. So was this something that you wanted to do as a little girl, or how did you become?
I stumbled upon it. Yeah. So when I matriculated, I actually went to Wits University to study BCom Accounts. West Campus has negative marketing, so that quickly kicked me out of the system. And then I was studying marketing, and at the time I was registered with Gaynor Artist Management, and it was literally down the drag from my home. And then her booker was emigrating to Australia, but I had such a good relationship with her. She said, listen, Lise, there's a post that's opened up at work, and I think you'd be fantastic for it because you seem like you have good people skills. So I went in for like 2 weeks for an internship. And I spent 6 years there. I didn't actually leave after my internship. And it was such a beautiful time when I joined Gaynor's, because it was transitioning from being a model agency into an acting agency. So I was able to learn from a woman who had been in front of camera as a model and as an actress. And she just transitioned the agency, and it was really, really nice. And then I left the industry for about 2 to 3 years and went to try corporate. And my business partner, Pedro Makers, then called me and said, listen, I think we should open up our own agency. And 20 years later, here we are. are we absolutely blessed. We've got such a wide pool of talent. We have the honor of representing Nina. I mean, there's other people who went to uni with you, like Badile Ramasodi, who's the spa voice. He's with us. We have Christel van den Berg. We have Riandi Gray, who's currently shooting Boer Sukafro. So it's so beautiful because, you know, it's allowed me the ability to meet such a wide array of people. And for me, the biggest honor in my industry is really watching somebody build their career. You know, there's no guarantees in our industry. It's not like when you go and study BCom law or accounting and then you get a job, you do internship and you can grow in that company or in that industry. I was literally, you take rejection like no other industry. I mean, you guys know it's even to get onto radio, the amount of demos that you did, the hours that you put into it.
Not us, Lisa. We're very talented from the start.
No, Lisa knows my story.
I love it. I love the confidence. So yeah, there's no guarantees in our industry, guys. So a person can be on a contract, a global contract, which you would call maybe a retainer contract for about 10 or 12 months. And then literally you can see that production comes in. I mean, look at Seven Dillon. We grew up on Seven Dillon. If you're an 80s baby, you grew up on Seven Dillon. You grew up watching Isidingo. It's gone. It's not on anymore because a lot of broadcasters have moved away from mainstream soapies to more telenovelas, short-term series, you know, and dramas, because people have so much. People can stream anything. So now you're almost having to follow who is your target audience and what are they watching and when and how. So we find that broadcasters have moved away from our telenovelas, which is sad for me because people are constantly having to reinvent themselves and constantly having to go to auditions. And I feel that it creates a nice cushion to be able to have a retainer. It's a salary position and it really just makes it easier for one to plan.
Absolutely.
Lisa, but you mentioned Riandi and Nina and a bunch of the other people that are on your books at the moment. We know these people, we see them on the TV and we know they're lovely. But surely when you decided to go into management of artists, some of these celebrities, they can be extremely difficult. Now, how do you manage that? Because some of these people, the moment fame strikes, you know, it goes to the head a little bit.
You know, the beauty is that I have a very open door policy with our talents, and so does the rest of my team. And we always remind them that this is a team effort. We're working towards a common goal. So on days where we have to have difficult conversations to help them realign, we just keep on reminding them that we're here to be your mouthpiece. And sometimes when you have to tell them certain things that they don't want to hear, like you have to arrive on time. You've got to learn your lines. You just have to start the conversation off by making them reaffirming that I'm here for you. I am here to represent you. And I think it really helps them to then remember that you're actually batting for them. You're not there to reprimand them as a parent or a teacher, but you're there to help them make sure that their brand is well represented. Because I always say to people in my books that you are a walking, talking billboard. So you don't have the luxury of going to spa and throwing a tantrum and it being misinterpreted and somebody filming you and putting it on TikTok or Instagram, you know? You're representing somebody else's brand.
You can't go to the bank and some famous producer just picks you up and next thing you know, you're Charlize Theron.
Yeah. So true. So it's so important to realize that you now become this branded billboard, and the way you conduct yourself 24/7 is key because people will unfortunately take any negativity that they see, and it may, you know, put you into disrepute and put the brand that you're representing into disrepute, and you wouldn't want that.
So Lisa, just hearing you talk like this, there's so much to being an agent. I mean, you mentioned contracts. You mentioned, like, you know, picking the right people to go to the right auditions for the right part. Then there's almost the emotional aspect, keeping people positive and motivated, because as you say, it does get tough sometimes. What are some of the misperceptions that people have about agents?
So firstly, people think that once you join an agency, you're guaranteed a job. Your agent cannot guarantee a job. And then, so our industry is unregulated, as you know. So you can literally wake up as a person, as Joe Block, and open up an agency. And unfortunately, we've seen some agents who've been really dodgy and who put like a like painted our industry in a bad light in the sense that they don't pay talent. So we belong to a organization called the PMA, Personal Managers Association. And then you get like NAMA, which is the National Association of Modeling Agencies, and SAPAMA. So it's nice to belong to an industry body like that, because it kind of says to you that an agent from this body is reputable. They align with contracts and how things should work. They align with what the rules are in terms of engagement on set, in terms of working hours, in terms of rates that actors should be earning, and in terms of just ethical practice is very, very important in our industry. Mm-hmm. So I always say to people, especially the youngins that have graduated from Tackies or from Vitz Drama, I always say to them, go and see different agents and find a place that feels like home. Because you may like me as Lisa, but you can't connect with me. And you're just like, I'm not sure about her. But you go to another agent, you'll think, this is the person I want to be with, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important to find a place that feels like home, because there's going to be a lot of ups and downs in the industry, and especially more so before you find your job. And once you even get that job, you need someone who's going to guide you and somebody that you feel comfortable to have awkward conversations with, and somebody who's going to be there for you through the ups and the downs.
Absolutely.
I think the landscape's changed so much, especially with, you mentioned it earlier, people moving away from traditional media because they can stream now. There's people doing stuff on YouTube and that kind of thing. So a lot of the actors with the formal training, like Nina, are those the new kind of people that you represent as well, people who have formal training? Or are you seeing a lot more people coming in now who are influencers, people who don't have a acting background but just have a natural tendency to be good at telling stories?
Yes, we have both. So we have the pool of talents who've gone to school and have been blessed to go to uni and study drama, or they went to an after.
Because Nina's very dramatic.
Like...
that I can tell you for a fact.
You can see that she's definitely trained. And then like Riyandi Gray. This is like one of my favorite stories. Riyandi Gray, Nomsa Buthelezi, they just... like did drama in school, and then they just felt like, this is my passion, I want to go into it. But what I love about young people like the Riyandis, the Nomsas, the Lusandas, is that once they recognize that they've been blessed with an opportunity, they made sure that they went and got some sort of training, so that then when they're on set, they don't fall behind when they're acting alongside a Nina who went to uni and knows how to block a scene, knows the techniques and understands that. So I always say to the ones that join us and just have this natural talent, to say, invest in yourself, invest in your craft. Don't rest on your laurels and think, okay, I've got this role. Because if you don't put the work in 24/7, you're going to fall short. And it's going to show when you're acting up alongside somebody who's had that 3 to 4 years of training.
Now, is Nina difficult to manage?
Nina is such a darling. She actually makes me cry because she's just such a sweetheart. Very easy, very professional, very efficient. Keeps me on my toes sometimes. The casting directors love her. When she told me about that, she got the show, and I called her, I think it was for Legacy at the time, and there's a director who specifically asked this year. I said, Nina, don't you want to go? This is what we've been praying for. And she goes, Lee, I've put in so much work in radio, and this is the amazing opportunity I've been blessed with. So if you get those opportunities where you've been planting the seeds, where Nina's been going to auditions, directors and writers have been seeing her, and suddenly they're like, we want to see Nina for this role. And then she's like, yes, but there's this opportunity that's in front of me now, and this is the direction I'm taking my career. So the beauty about someone like Nina is that she's versatile, you know, and she made sure that she created different streams of income in our industry, which is very important. We all know that, because you can't just rely on just the acting, because it comes and goes. And sometimes you're not right for the scripts that are out there, you know? But I think she's done exceptionally well. And every now and again, she makes sure that she still does her commercials.
Yeah,
and hopefully we'll find an acting opportunity that will work and complement her radio show.
Well, I need to take some credit for that, or maybe just I've got a hand in that, because I've told her from the very start, listen, you fancy and everything, and you dress quite nicely, but if you're going to come here and you're going to go, one day you're here, other day you're not, then we're going to have a bit of a problem. So I think she does go to the auditions knowing that, you know, Dippy might be angry at me and she has to maybe not go to all of the editions she gets picked for. So sorry, Lisa, I'm making your life difficult with this one.
No, but I'm happy for her. You guys are doing well and your show is doing exceptionally well. It's really, really nice. And it's so nice to have seen the growth, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're very thankful for an audience that accepts us for who we are. You know, a little bit, strange. But we've got a lot of questions still that we need to speak to you about. I mean, I'm very interested in going a little bit deeper into what it is day to day that you need to work on and how you need to discuss contracts and especially the money side, you know, how does the splits work? How do you arrange a fee for an actor? Is it, you know, let's not divulge all of that right now, but we're going to speak to you right after the news. A dag in die lewe van en ons gesels met agent Lisa Morisani, says van Legends Artist Management. En al die fancy mense op jou kassie en so, hulle manage daai mense en maak seker die mense kry rolle in jou gunsteling TV shows en al daai mooi goedjies. So ons het vroeër bietjie gesels oor wat in dit ingaan om nou te doen wat Lisa doen, maar toe kry ons ook 'n WhatsApp. En I want to read you this question, Lisa, and we can maybe elaborate on this. Elsie says, can we get more information for Lisa at the moment? My daughter is doing drama and she's on the lookout for an agency. Now, I get it, right? There's similar to our industry, radio, where there's a lot of people who want to be in radio, but not everyone can be in radio. Certainly this is now the same for acting and that kind of thing, but everyone wants to be famous. That's the dream. And I'm sure you get that on the daily where people come to you and they say, listen, we want an agent. Will you be my agent? You work with everyone that we love. Surely you can't just put everyone on the books that stops in front of your doors. What's the criteria when it comes to actually putting people on there and being willing to represent them?
So what we do, when people contact us, we actually ask them to send a CV and a picture. And post-COVID, we started asking for self-tapes. So then we don't have to have these big open days. And the beauty about a self-tape is then the artist performs a monologue and we're able to see their performance ability. Something that's very big for us as Team Legends is that we try not to have too many people in the same category. So if hypothetically you've got 5 or 6 people who are 20 to 25 and their performance range is very similar, we try not to exceed that, because what happens with a lot of productions now when you get a brief, they say send us suggestions and sometimes they only give you 2 or 3 appointment slots. So I don't want a case whereby we find that the same pool of people are actually competing within Legends opposed to being given the opportunity to go for auditions. So my advice to anybody who wants to join an agent is go onto the PMA website. You'll get a list of professional agents there who are reputable. Send those agents a picture of yourself, your CV, if you're currently studying, state where you're studying, and then try and send a link to yourself performing a monologue, or if you have experience, send them a link to your YouTube account where they can actually see some of the work that you've done. And then you can follow up with a phone call a day or two later to see if you can get an appointment slot. And a very important thing to know when you join an agent is that it's a relationship. It's like dating someone. So literally, you've got to check in. You can't just think, great, Legend, sign me up. Now things are going to just start happening. You're new on the books, right? So 2 weeks later after joining an agent, check in, drop them an email. Hi, I just wanted to find out what's happening in the industry. Are there any
I want to work.
I want to work. Meanwhile, you'll find that it's Easter holidays and a lot of the production houses are closing, you know? Yeah. So it's quite nice to have that relationship with your agent where you can check in, ask them what's happening in the industry, but also what's important for the youngins coming into the industry. When you go to auditions, try and get feedback about your performance so that you can work on that, so that you can improve on that. And during your downtime, literally learn a new skill within our industry. When I say learn a new skill, get better at doing your own self-tapes, because a lot of the auditions post-COVID, the casting directors will say, submit your self-tape first, and then they'll shortlist them from the self-tape, and only the shortlisted talents get the opportunity to go and stand in front of the director. This is not for all auditions, but it does happen. So I always say to my artists, you've got to package yourself. You know that walking, talking billboard that I was talking about? Yeah. That comes into play once again. So you literally have to now learn to use your smartphone and do a self-tape and try and perfect accents. You know, it's so important. We live in such a diverse country, you know, with so many languages. So sometimes you'll get a production like Isibaya where it's predominantly Zulu. But there may be a small role for a Tswana girl, but then maybe the Tswana girl has to have almost be able to pick up on the Zulu, understand the Zulu, so that she can have a rapport with her co-actor. So that's why I say it's so important to constantly harnessing your ability and sharpening your craft.
I know what one of the skills are that you need, because we had an interview last week with an actress that's on a very popular Showmax show now. And the one thing that she and Nina had in common was they both were mimes at some stage.
So, I had it as a subject.
So it's very crucial to have this skill as a mime, that you can tell a story without saying words.
Without saying anything, then you know the person can really perform. They can tell a story without saying anything.
But you mentioned a very nice thing, Lisa. I think that's one of the biggest things is security in this industry. We had a story. I'm not going to mention the guy's name, but we were following it in the news, where he had an acting agency, had a modeling agency, and he was scouting people via Facebook. What are the wills and will nots of a professional agency in terms of communication and the way they conduct themselves if you are approaching somebody as a first-time talent?
I think it's important, you know, that as I said to you, a person can literally wake up today and open up an agency. Firstly, you shouldn't join an agency and then be required to do a photo shoot that's costing you thousands of rands. You know, when you join in, I always say to people, when you go and see an agent, go into their website, see who else they have on their books. So it kind of gives you a feel of what kind of work that they do. When you meet with the agent, listen to what they're saying. Listen more than talk. So listen to them as well and hear that, does this person sound professional? And when they send you a casting brief, is all the relevant information there? So what is the relevant information? It's what are you going to audition for? Where are you going to audition for it? When would it shoot? When it comes to commercials, we're able to tell you what the fee would be. But when it comes to acting, it depends on your experience. So your CV comes into play. So hypothetically speaking, they cast Nina on a show and then they say they want to give her 10 calls. They're going to look at Nina's training background. They're going to look at what other shows Nina's been on. And then I, as her agent, will try and negotiate a rate that speaks to her experience, because she's not a newbie. When you're a newbie, yes, there's rates that we try and, you know, a guideline of rates that we work with. But when you experience, then it's up to me as your agent, because you've got the experience that speaks to it, you know? So those are the things to look out for. And I always say to people, so like when people join Legends, we always say to them, this is how long it takes to get paid for a TV commercial. This is how long it takes to work for a production. If things are falling outside of that, and they're constantly falling outside of that bracket, there's a problem. There's a conversation to be had. And if, as an agent, I'm not clear with you, there's also, you know, areas of concern. Artists are able to have copies of their contract. They should have copies of their contract. So if you get cast on Deepa Vatar, you sign that contract. I don't sign it as your agent. I negotiate your rate. But when the contract comes in, I will call you in and then we'll go through it together. And I always say to my actor, take it home and read it. Read it and understand the do's and don'ts. You know, with a lot of productions, the PR aspect comes into play, that you need to post on social media just to create awareness around the new soapy or the new telenovela. So that people are aware of it. But they also tell you that you may have to shoot a billboard and they don't pay you for that billboard. So those are the things that you need to understand from your contract. However, you also need to understand your working hours so that you know you're going to overtime, so that you can tell your agent and they can invoice accordingly. Another thing for like core actors that's important is you got to diarize your dates and you can't make a mistake. If you make a mistake on the invoice, the whole invoice gets rejected and then we have to re-invoice and then you're not getting paid timeously. And it is your time.
So what I'm hearing is, if it's a first-time talent and they're approaching agencies, one, make sure there's reputable people on their books. Check it out. Do your work, your homework. Also, there's a level of professionalism that you guys will obviously have. Communication sounds like it's key. The guys need to speak the right lingo and be able to give you the information. So it's not just you pitching up in a random container and then being shipped to China. And then the other thing that I also I also heard from this conversation is you said Nina is no longer a newbie, so she gets paid the big bucks, which means she's paying for lunch for the rest of the week.
Yes, she's definitely paying for lunch for tomorrow. I don't know about the rest
fantastic.
Of the week.
Remember, thank you, Mimi.
Remember, stopping up from date to auditions.
Lisa, it's confidential.
Listen, we'll be back with you now, at least. We still have
thank
a few
you.
Questions. Just
thank
hold on. We're going
so
to the traffic.
Okay, Chris.
Once we sell Smith, fancy schmancy celebrity agent, Lisa Morisane from Legends.
So, Lisa, as an agent, what are your biggest challenges?
Except Nina.
biggest challenges. Most frustrating challenges is when artists don't get paid on time because it's their livelihood. Another challenge sometimes, which is not a bad challenge if you manage the diary well, is when an artist has a double booking.
Artists who are too busy.
Yes. And sometimes the challenge is that when you're not getting briefs that are relevant for certain artists, and it's so exciting when you sign somebody on and they're really talented, but they can sit literally for 2 to 3 months and not get an audition because there's no brief that's suitable for them. And that for me, I find very frustrating because I feel that, especially when somebody's just graduated and they've signed up with an agent and they're excited, you want to maintain that momentum by providing them with opportunities, but it's like we don't write the scripts, you know? So those are sometimes the lows of being an agent, is that sometimes the opportunities don't come as quickly as one would hope.
So surely there must be a few highlights as well in your career spanning over 20 years as an agent.
What's been
the biggest highlight or some of the biggest ones that you can remember?
Jeez. We've been blessed to have artists like Sonia Bele, who was our first artist at Legends, and she was then on Generations, and then she was a brand ambassador for Dark and Lovely, and also went on to be a brand ambassador for Lux. So you see someone just grow in leaps and bounds, you know, and that for me is exciting. And, you know, we also, thank God we're living in the times that we do now, but 20 years ago, I used to have artists on my books whose parents didn't really understand our industry and would say, like, are you really going to be able to provide for yourself while you
get
going
a real,
into
get
the
a real job. You must become...
Get a real job. Yeah. You know, go get a 9-to-5 and show me where you work so that we can find the building. But, you know, it's so beautiful when you see somebody grow in the industry and able to also acquire certain things in the industry like a home and a car and, you know, just grow within their brand grow, and also people call for them and say, I'd want to see so-and-so for an audition, you know. It's really, for me, it's exciting when I watch people's careers grow, but when I watch them also grow within themselves. So whatever they've invested in the industry, it bears fruition in their private life.
So let's say there's young people listening and they've got a passion for acting or voices or whatever it is, but they aren't actors themselves and they think, wow, this is something that I can do. I can be an agent and manage people. So what advice can you give to a young person who would like to become an agent?
My advice, if you want to become an agent, is go work for an agent first so that you can see what it's like to be an agent, so that you can learn good business practice. Because if you go into any industry, you need to understand the industry from the ground up. So in as much as some artists may have studied drama, still go work in an agency. Go understand how briefs work. Go understand how to submit self-tapes. Because literally when we get self-tapes, we sit and we watch each and every self-tape. And then sometimes we have to go back to an actor and say, you didn't do your best. Do it again. Run the lines again. This and this isn't working. Your interpretation, we feel that you're off with your interpretation. And then you also learn how to read contracts. You know, most agents haven't studied law. So you need to understand the contract and you need to understand the ethics of running a business. Like my day-to-day life, we get briefs. When we bless and we get people on jobs, we have to still invoice for that. And then you have to pay the artist. And then you have to remember that the artist's money isn't your money. So when that money comes in, pay your artist on time. But the business itself has other overheads. You know, we've got rent to pay. We've got phones to pay, we've got salaries to pay, and etc. So you need to understand good business practice when it comes to financial management, good practice when it comes to how to make sure that your artists stay top of mind. So for me, marketing is always key. You know, in as much as there's many agents in our industry and there's some really good agents with amazing talent, I want to make sure that Legends Actors and Performance Management doesn't fall short. People must remember us. They must want to see my actors because that's the agreement we have with them when we sign them on. We'll say, we will market you to our best ability and get you the opportunities. Once you get in front of that camera, the magic is up to you. The rest is up to you. You make magic with that opportunity. And I think that's what's important for anyone who wants to go into this industry and become an agent. Go work and understand how an agency works. Understand that productions pay maybe once a month. Ad agencies pay between 60 to 90 days. So you need to understand that from a cash flow perspective, that you won't have the money, what you, the booking you get this month, the month of January, you may see the revenue end of March. So you have to understand how that works and how you must be able to sustain your company in that time.
Sure.
Now, Lise, just quickly before we let you go, tell us what a day in your life looks like from the moment you get to the office until you finished with your day.
Sometimes my day actually starts with a cell phone call at 5:30 in the morning saying that an actor hasn't arrived on set or the driver's there to pick them up and they're not answering. So you need to make sure that daily communication is key. So my day, as soon as I get to the office, we check our emails, we respond to clients. If there's something that was hanging from the day before in terms of like if you send suggestions perhaps for a new production or series, you try and follow up and make sure that that email has been well received and just ask when would you likely to hear who they want to see. Then you need to send out briefs to those ones for commercials. If there's a voice booking, the one thing I think for Legends that has worked very well for us, turnaround time. So I always say a client doesn't know what's happening on the other end of the phone. So if they're booking Deepa for a voiceover, it's important that you phone Deepa. If you could, don't get a hold of him, I've left him a message. Let the client know that you've left him a message and you'll follow up again, you know, so that the client isn't left hanging and feeling like, oh, is he going to show up for his voiceover or not? So communicating with clients is key. Sometimes you just need to just check in with artists. Like it's the beginning of a new year. So I phone all my actors, check in on them, try and understand where they are at mentally and emotionally. And it's so important to understand where somebody is mentally and emotionally, because you sometimes need to just remind them that they're talented and they're unique, but also tell them the truth that last year was a difficult year. You know, these are the challenges we had in our industry. Remember, advertising and entertainment is affected by the economy, you know, so whatever happens in the economy has a huge effect on our industry, because if people aren't in advertising, then suddenly the broadcasters aren't commissioning new shows. So it's so important that we understand the value chain of our industry and communicate that to our talent so that they know and they're wiser, but they also know that they're not forgotten.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Lisa, it's been a pleasure chatting to you.
Yeah, and just we can just hear the passion that you have for, you know, and I just want to say from my personal experience is you've given hope when there wasn't any hope, and just, I don't know, the way that you live Jesus every day is just really inspirational and very special.
Oh, thank you, Manina. I told you she makes me cry.
Yeah. Lisa, I just have one last WhatsApp coming through here. Do you have space on your books for a very sexy strawberry blonde guy, Afrikaans guy, mid-30s, with a golden voice and natural drama talents? Do you have space?
We always have space. Send us your CVs. We're always looking for talent. Please get in touch with us. Just check out our website.
I'll tell this guy he must send it.
I see he signed a Doopy, so you know.
Some giggling. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, Lise.
Keep
have a great
amazing
day.
Amazing work you guys are doing. And gaan groot.
Dankie. Lekkermiddag.
Bye.
Sy's nou oulik, man.
Dis, hy's awesome.
Dis nou 'n oulike agent.
Ja.
Een van die dae as ek ook op die boeke en also.
Kyk, nadat ek nou for reals jou acting talent gesien het met my eie oë in ons school back to school video, né?
Ja.
Ek dink jy moet gaan aansoek doen.
Dink jy daar's 'n plekkie vir my?
Ek dink verseker.
Maar ek, dis nou nie.
En lyk my soos komedie is jou sterkpunt.
Lyk vir my so.
Ja.
Ander ding net, hoeveel rolle is daar vir 'n van Afrikaans boersientjie.
Groot.
Met two tongues.
Groot.
Jy weet. Ons sal maar net, ons moet daar diversificeer. Dis wat Lisa sê, ek gaan met ander goed aanleer. Moet 'n chameleon wees in hierdie industrie.
Kuier maandag tot vrydag saam Dobie en Nina, 3 tot 6, net hier op die Groot Trek op Groot FM 90.5.